Okay, tak var base number.
Yapıyorum şimdi. 15.
Hmm.
We finished day 15 machine.
Finish. Okay. Now the day 16. Now here is come the grade score. Okay. The generally the num the day talks about the three practices: a person with a middle score, person with a small score, person with the great score. Person with the small score is the only person who can think the to born in the doing the practicing Dharma, and the to born in the heaven or the born in the better life. That is the person with a small score. When the person with the medium score is who want to liberate from the self, from the samsara, that is the person with the middle score. Now the person with the greater score is the person who want to liberate not only the self, liberate all of the sentient beings from the suffering. That is the person with the great score. So what we how we have to do how we have to do is that so now the person with the greatest scope who calls that that's a Mahayana practice, especially thinking the liberating the self and the whole of the sentient being from samsara. That is the Mahayana's main practice, because Mahayana practice is based on the true things, bodhicitta and the understanding the emptiness. So that is the very one important thing is what does the Mahayana practice means. Mahayana practice means that who practice in the bodhicitta, that is the one of the Mahayana practice. Mahayana is the base of the Vajrayana practice. Yeah. So Vajrayana is generally, it means that the Vajrayana, it means that the, who reach the base of the Mahayana. In the Vajrayana, the bodhicitta and the understanding the emptiness is very important. This is comes the practice of the Mahayana. Whoever practices these two things, we call the person with a greater scope. So one very important thing is that sometimes the people get a very misunderstanding of the Vajrayana, because they don't understand what the Vajrayana means. Actually, they don't even don't understand what a Mahayana is. Yeah. So that is the base. Yeah. So this is the okay. So the person with the greater scopes means a person who really thinks to practicing in the bodhicitta and the emptiness. Then the person will become the greater scope. Then the bodhicitta practicing means a thinking, the liberating the all of the sentient itself and all of the sentient beings from the suffering. This time when I was in the Malaysia, the Chinese Buddhist center, and they invited me. The master of the Chinese Buddhist center told me one very funny thing. He told me the one thing that in his center, his temple, they are following the Mahayana with Vajrayana flavor. He just told me that they are following the Mahayana, mainly they are following the Mahayana with the Vajrayana flavor. But the good thing is that these old people in Malaysia, they speak English, no? So directly I'm communicating them. Yeah. So he told me that only the Mahayana with the Vajrayana flavor. Yeah, so he told the Mahayana from the Mahayana with Vajrayana flavor. So yeah, so this is some Tibetan Buddhism is that. Tibetan Buddhism is mainly based on the Mahayana. But Vajrayana flavor is. Yeah, so I think that sometimes the flavor is also important. Yeah. Okay. So now here you can see the day 16. Now the day 16, the first thing is that they talk about the training the mind in the great scope stages of the path. Teaching the development in the bodhicitta soul gateway to the Mahayana and the teaching its benefit as well. 2 points they talk. Yeah. So now the bodhicitta means that the liberating the all of the sentient beings from the suffering, and the liberating the all of the sentient beings for the suffering, and the to leading them towards the Buddhahood. That is the bodhicitta. So when you are practicing Mahayana or not, it depends on the whether you are practicing the bodhicitta or not. Yeah, so that's why it says that teaching the development of the bodhicitta, soul gateway from Mahayana, teaching its benefit as well. You can see that, no, heading. Now from this point, the person for the practicing of the mind of the greatest scope, it mainly focuses on the two points, the bodhicitta and the emptiness. So now this only two point, this is the one of the main points of the Buddhism. Now, when the Buddhism comes to the main point, the Buddhism comes to two main points, the bodhicitta and emptiness. This time, and the some, not only this time, some many several occasions, people asked me that when Buddha was meditating that night and that next morning he have achieved the Buddhahood. That time, what was he meditating? Some of the Buddhist scholars used to tell that Buddha was meditating on the Annapana. Annapana means just concentrating on the breath. That, yeah, inhaling the exhale and the breath. Yeah. So that's why. Actually, then many occasions they used to ask me what he was meditating. Actually, Buddha was not meditating on that, only the breath. He was meditating mainly on emptiness. That night. Meditating on the breath is a very common with the Buddhist and non-Buddhist practice. Buddha already learned that before he came to practice that. He already learned from the non-Buddhist masters. He was not satisfied with all these techniques. Then he told me to teach more. That could not lead me to out of the suffering, out of the samsara. Then he told me that they cannot lead him. He have to go himself and find something. Then he found it out, the practice of the emptiness. Yeah. Clear, no?
Yes.
So now in this chapter, now it talks about the bodhicitta and emptiness, two points mainly. Then when you finish the distributing the bodhicitta and emptiness, then you already learn the advance of the number. Now you become the advance. Yeah. So now the only point. Now actually here, so today I'm also very happy that when I start with the liberation part, maybe 3 or 4 years back, before that, now up till here, now we're going to finish that, no? Now the liberation palm. I'm happy that every sessions weekly and the sessions we are having and we are classing and session that and time, it seems the very understanding of the old Dharma, it's a very different set when I come first time to the Vietnam. Big difference what I see, yeah. So last time, so we finished maybe one session, we finished for the Poa practices. So then I told that I will give you teach the later that how to do the four for the others. As you can see, when you do the success of the four yourself, you can see the physical signs. When you're doing the four for the other dead people, same sign should be there, whether water from there or the something should be happen there, whether the body temperature should be changed, or there should be the some physical, I mean the signs for the person who are you doing the four. So that's why when you're doing the four for the others, it's very important that when the four doing the others, when the consciousness leaving, when you try to take the consciousness out of the other's body, there will be a lot of obstacles can come. Even they say the spirits can follow. So that's why you need a very strong deity. I mean, the retreat and the practice in yourself. Sometimes yes, Vietnam, these old secret teachings seems like a buying the Coca-Cola from the market. Oh, I want this, learn this and this. Something like they feel it's just like a buying the Coca-Cola from the market. There are many complicates there. If you know very, very, very well, you should know that. Yeah. So my point is that. So that's why that when you do the four for the others, when you're doing something to four for the others, most risky thing is that when you're taking the spirit, your consciousness leaves the body. But the spirit can hurt. Spirit can follow. So that's why the person who do the poor should have practiced the very well, the highest yoga tantra deity practice very well. Go for the highest yoga tantra deity practice and retreat, you have to understand the emptiness and the bodhicitta very well. So that is the very most important point is from your liberation path. Yeah. Yeah, generally when we go to the poor for the dead people, always when I go and the other places to do the dead people's, mainly I ask my student not, when the pause started, I asked them to keep the silence. Because I'm not very confident with my students. Whether if they do with me, even, yeah. Yeah, so usually, so that's why my point is that's why. So every day, who are doing for other. This is the most important thing. So you need a very highest highest tantra yogas, dietary retreat and practice. For go for the true, for the highest tantras, your dietary practice, you have to understand the very properly the bodhicitta practice and emptiness practice. So this chapter, it talks about only the bodhicitta and emptiness point. From this chapter, I hope that then you can understand how to practice the bodhicitta, how to practice the emptiness very well. Then you can go for the highest yoga tantras, highest yoga dietary very easily. Yeah, so this is the whole point. So that's why I finished the teaching maybe a few years back, not a few times I taught in Vietnam, but I've not teach that how to do the form for that, because really I didn't explain up till now how the complicate is there. So today I thought, because I explained that, because now you're studying, so I'm just want to let you know how important of these 2 points, bodhicitta and emptiness. Yeah. Saying that when the consciousness person die, when the consciousness leaves the body, consciousness become like a feather in the air. Very easily it can be mislead very easily. Also, lots of the evil spirits can also affect very wrongly, negatively. Person who want to deal with it, very, very complicated. Not that simple. It's not like playing the computer game. No. Yeah. Okay, so that's the thing, okay? So this chapter mainly is talking about the bodhicitta and the emptiness, because bodhicitta and the emptiness is mainly, that's the main point. When you can understand the bodhicitta and the emptiness quite well, then you can do the every retreat or every of the Vajrayana practice. Then it's very simple and very easy. It can go very easy. So Vajrayana practice, mainly 3 things are important. One is the guru devotion. Then is the bodhicitta and the emptiness. These 3 points are most important in the Vajrayana practice. Okay, if we finished it now, if you finished it, then maybe I think then we can say that now the advanced lamrim, you have studied the advanced lamrim studies, okay?
And then
we will issue another certificate, okay? Okay. So yeah, so then maybe I hope then you will get some structure, okay? Some structure of the Buddhism, you will learn some structure of the Buddhism, yeah. Okay, so yeah, so that's the thing. So maybe it talks about the teaching and the mind, the teaching benefit as well. No, bodhicitta is a gateway to the mind, and the teaching is a benefit as well. So you can see that. No, okay, so maybe I'm just wondering that can you focus on the today's class? Maybe I'm thinking now, most of you, maybe many of you. Thinking about exam. Yeah, in my life, when I was giving the first time in the monastery exam, the first year exam, really, I nearly failed. Just only got the only that I just nearly failed the exam. Because the first time is what's happened is that when we're starting the class, all of the classmates, they went to get the receive the Manjushri Buddha, Vishnu Buddha initiation. But I'm the only one could not join. I was age of 11 or something like that. Yeah. But later on, who received the Manjushri Buddha's initiation when they've started the class, and I'm the one who have not received the Manjushri initiation that time when I was a kid. But later on, everyone who received the Manjushri initiation, later all the exam time, they all come after me. Who received the Manjushri initiation, they couldn't beat me after all the exams in the philosophy and Buddhism exam. So because what I feel is that when I was kid, even I don't receive the Manjushri initiation that time, kids time, age of 11, then I start to recite the Manjushri Buddha Sutra every day. I think it was nearly 30 pages like that every day. So when I was reciting that, I recite. Sometimes even when I was sleeping in the dream time, even sometimes when I start that sutra, even in the dream time, I can read that 20 to 30 pages that without any mistake in the Manjushri Buddha Sutra. Yeah. At that time, when I was, the age of 17 or 16 or like that. Yeah. So that's the point. So that's why the important thing is that sometimes when you do the whatever the practice is or the important things, also the blessings is a very important for the deities and the blessings. Okay. So now this point. So maybe I will go for points from the deliberation palm. Okay. Teaching the development bodhicitta, soul gateway mind, and the teaching is a benefiting there as well. Okay. So now you can see that it says that now that you can see the short perfection of Wisdom Sutra. Yeah, so it says that the forsake forever that the true vehicles, fruit and the benefiting the world, and the enter the compassion vehicle taught by the victorious sage, to whose by nature was make the benefit of the others. Can you see that? Then I have to look in the Tibetan version. I'm a bit confused with that English version. I see. Jiten Tandu Suna Tumi the Tibanya, but then the point is to get Tibanya, but Jiten Bashanda Rosh and the Tibu Chida Vishapoto Rub Gajida Dijan Tabu. Okay, now it says that Jiten Tandu Suna Tumi the Tibanya, but then the point is to get Tibanya and you Tambash. Okay, so now here it's talks about that. So it talks about that when you have to benefit in the yourself and benefit the all of the sentient beings. If you want to benefit yourself and benefit the all of the sentient beings, what you have to do? You have to achieve the Buddhahood. So achieving the Buddhahood, what you have to do is that achieving the Buddhahood is the only the soul, the soul solution to benefiting the yourself and the whole of the sentient beings. So to achieve the Buddhahood, what you have to do, you need the bodhicitta, practice of the bodhicitta and the understanding of the emptiness. Okay, so maybe today I'll stop here. If you have any question, maybe I will leave for the few minutes for the question answer sessions, okay? And now if you want to be finishing chat, you know, you would drink the Kibu Chungu Duzu Chanazu Yan Yengu Chungu website and Yengi Yengi Chia. Now in the exam we will not any question won't come from the day 16, okay? Day 16 there will be the no question will come, okay? Okay, I will wait for the few minutes for question answer sessions, okay?
Ruji, one question from Ho Chi Minh Ruji.
Yeah.
When I do meditation I see a circle with a Buddha sitting inside a circle. And that circle appear for a moment and then disappear, and then later on it reappeared. So what's the meaning of that? Did I lose the way?
I lost the did way. I lose what?
Lost huh? The way. Did I practice properly or not?
I see. Circle comes and the goes. Don't worry about it, okay? Meditation is not to concern. Sometimes when you do the meditation, you should not pay too much concern. So what we see is that right now when you do the meditation, you are paying the too much concern with some things. When you start to pay too much concern, then the meditation won't go very well, okay? When you are sleeping, you should not pay too much concern that whether you can fall asleep or not. Then you cannot fall asleep. Person who cannot fall asleep, they concern too much of the day of sleep. They think, oh, I cannot sleep. Now I cannot sleep. So then that makes them cannot fall asleep. So relax, then you will fall asleep. Same thing that a meditation, very relaxing way. Whatever comes and goes, but you just do the what you have to do. Okay, then what are the...
So if I am a Buddhist, but I'm also a Feng Shui master, and then I check the Feng Shui for other people, is that fine? Can I
very do that? Fine, very fine. If you do feng shui, and if you check with the feng shui, very fine, okay, no problem. Okay, then another question.
Which is the Avalokiteshvara sadhana that we are practicing, which of the four tantra that it belongs to?
I see, this is Tuva Kanere.
Tuva the Lojo Neremji.
So it's Tuva Kanere, Sajja. It belongs to the okay. This is mainly belongs to the highest yoga tantra. Okay, actually, it belongs to the okay. Now, this is the little okay, just like that. ओके छजू इच्छे हाई तंत्र के फ्लेवर यू जो
लव
देना
लव जी
बिकॉज़ एक्शन तंत्र बस हैविंग द वेरी हाईएस्ट योगा तंत्र फ्लेवर ओके सो यू कैन से दैट इट्स मोर इज ट्रू द हाईएस्ट योगा तंत्र ओके बिकॉज इन द एवरी ऑफरिंग व्हेन यू कम द ब्लड एंड द मीट ब्लड ऑफरिंग्स दैट कम्स फ्रॉम द हाईएस्ट योगा तंत्र अदर तंत्र दे विल नेवर ऑफरिंग द ब्लड They're mentally offering, okay? Not a physically offering, okay? Mentally offering of the blood. The DJ, the Gomba DJ, Jema, the Ushrava, the Ponzo, the apartment, the DJ, the Neko, the DJ, the apartment, the DJ.
So, Rinpoche, after we chant the Heart Sutra, we clap the hand nine times. So, what is the, what does it mean?
Nine times, there are many meanings, okay? To achieve the Buddhahood, they are the nine obstacles. So clapping the nine times, it's a to the remove the all these the nine obstacles. Wow. Then only nine time claps, only Saraje does, other never does a nine time clapping. Saraje only in the prayer session we do the nine time clapping. Okay, then other question.
So what is the shortest way to gain the experience about emptiness, and what is the shortest way to gain the Buddhahood?
Okay, 2 points, okay.
The shortest means the fastest, Roche. They mean the fastest.
Okay. So, okay, now I will tell you the what is the shortest, what is the fastest, what is the best way to achieve the Buddhahood, okay? Fastest, shortest, best, okay? I will tell you the secret of the that, okay? Secret of the that, okay? Fastest,
yeah.
The shortest, and the best way to achieve the Buddhahood, okay? Secret is that the fastest, shortest, best way to the Buddha, which is not exist at all. This is the secret. There is no like that way at all. This is the secret. Buddha himself, 6 years without eating the food, he meditated day and night. If he had the fastest and the shortest way, I think he won't meditate the 6 years day and night without food like that. Yeah, maybe I should write the one book. Fastest and the shortest way how to become a Buddha in the 10 days. I'm sure the book will become the best people are interested. So when I write the book, the how to overcome the anxiety in the 14 days, the book I launched in the 2-3 months back in Taiwan, the book become the best seller in Taiwan. Mainly reason people told me because of the name that attracted the people. 14 days, wow, they thought 14 days they can overcome the anxiety. Yeah, then the newspaper people asked me that, do you really think that in the 14th day they can overcome the anxiety? I told no, they cannot overcome. When they overcome the one anxiety, new anxiety come in their mind. When the new anxiety come into their mind, then I will start to write the one another book. The anxiety will not stop in the comings of people's mind. I will not stop the writing the books about anxiety. But the one thing I didn't write that give book the name that okay how to overcome the 14th I didn't give that I didn't write that I didn't write the name book title that myself okay one really the very good writer and a very good editor of the book really that he did that he edited my books and that he gave that name okay not me okay okay that's another question that digital cover it mintung said cover it
mintung the such a key marriage you know
Saja kima eh, ano?
Sopa sama rin mo
siya. Ah, sopa sama ako dito siya. Dito ba dito? Ano? Tapos sopa sama siya. Kung dito ba sama siya nito? Ah?
Dito ba mare mo siya?
Eh, kare.
The teaching is short.
Mare di wod dito, di wod dito, di wod, di wod, di wod.
La, rin mo siya. La.
Di wod dito.
So when I do meditation, these two methods are. To concentrate on the breath and to concentrate on the name of the Buddha. So which method should I follow?
Which is more easier? You should follow that. These all meditations are the appetizer, not a real food, okay? Main course, food main course is a bodhicitta and emptiness. That is a main course food. Whatever you, whatever practicing on the breath or the whatever sound, this is just like an appetizer, meditation appetizer, okay? Hmm. Ta evam gitwa chitwa dich lo da
So Rinpoche, please instruct us how to practice Fowa.
Did you know the Vietnam can? Yeah, again, I think I told you before, no? Like you're buying the Coca-Cola from the market. So for instruction, first you have to think that whether you are really capable to practice the four or not. So for practice, this is very highest yoga, highest tantra practice. There are very five sacred teachings with the highest yoga tantra. One considers the four. This also important for the guru devotions and all these categories, the following the samayas, Vajrayana, 14 samayas, and it is very important to follow. Vietnam may have one problem. They will not look at the criteria to listen the Dharma of this highest yoga tantra practices. Just think like buying the product from the market. So if you are really capable to practice, I will instruct, okay? No problem. So especially the guru devotion, this is really important. Guru devotion is something like that. When you are happy with a guru devotion is there. When the guru does something that which you don't like, then the guru devotion loss. This happens quite common. That shows you are the fake student. Fake students and the fake master can do very well. Right master and the fake student cannot go at all. If you become the fake student, I think it's better to find a fake master. Then you can go very well. If you become the right student, then you can find the right master. If you really want to become the right master, you try to find the right student, not a fake student. Even the Buddha's time, there are hundreds of the hundreds of the Buddha's fake students. Even the Buddha's time, yeah. Even the Buddha's time, when the Buddha was the one time, they are having the very difficult for the food. Buddha was meditating. The monks are getting very difficult to get the food. So then the one monk accused the Buddha, said that the Buddha is not getting care for us. He was just meditating, staying there. Because he was feeding by the kings. He was feeding by the kings and not feeding for us. We are not getting the food. So saying that, following that monks, 500 monks accused the Buddha. They left their tongue, Buddha's tongue. It happens. Fake students always happens all the time. At that time, I think the Buddha, Ananda had a very difficult time. The monks, there were 100 of the monks going against the Buddha. Because they are saying the Buddha is not taking care. Buddha himself is feeding by the kings. So he was meditating. The monks are not getting the food. So they left the Buddha. Whoever left the Buddha. Yeah. So then Buddha makes the new rules in the monks community. Yeah. So that is the one thing. So master does against of the Dharma. It breaks the monk Dharma rule. Then you can accuse. Then there is no problem. Then the master is doing the wrong thing. Master is not going against the any Dharma rules. They are the 253 monks rule. He's not going against of that. He's not going against any of the Dharma's rules. But something he does and you don't like it. Then you try to accuse it. That is the self-cherishing. That shows that your quality. You have the very poor quality of the Dharma. Yeah, so that's a one important point. Yeah. But the one thing I was very amazed, very amazed and surprised in Vietnam, one thing that really I admire that many of the Vietnamese, they are not monks, but still knows the monks rule. They told me they are reading the monks rule. That I really admire and surprised. So that makes me more careful. Yeah, so reading the monks rules, and they told me, even they are not monks and nuns, they told me they read the monks rules. So really, I really admire. So they know the rules. So then I have to be very careful. If something goes against the monks' rule, they accuse me. Very right to accuse, even the master. Okay, then they are right. Okay, so other one question now. We'll let the last question. What the Phuk Tu Vich Chik Tri and Shash?
Lounge.
Phuk Tu Vich Chik Tri.
Lounge.
Read them.
So my husband is very diligent in listening to the Buddha's teaching, but he doesn't practice anything. So will he receive the blessing from the Buddha?
Don't worry about your husband, okay? You do them properly, practice. You just try to pray and you just try to bring the more positive energy to him, okay? Don't worry about your husband. You just pray for the Buddha to bless him, okay? Okay, thank you very much, okay? Now I'll stop here. Thank you very much, okay? Thank you.